Welcome to Truly Fit.
Welcome to the Truly Fit podcast, where we interview experts in fitness and health to expand our wisdom and wealth. I'm your host, Steve Lasciuta, co-founder of Truly Fit and author of Fitness Business 101. Today, I'm going to be talking about something that happened to me on social media and why this could and should likely be relevant for you, how to fix that moving forward in your career if social media is something that is involved in your career, which it most likely is if you are in the fitness and health industry. And then I'm going to be giving you some insights into what is to come in April, because we have a lot of fantastic podcasts coming up and I'm very excited for April, but I want your feedback too. When I have these guests on, I want questions from the audience that I can convey to my guests, because it's important that I know exactly what you want. So stick here all the way through this podcast, please, so that I can tell you at the end what guests are coming on, what topics we're covering, so that you can add your two cents in here. Now, what I want to talk about in social media is I lost a lot of followers recently. I posted something that people believe was political, and I lost 20 or 30 followers, right? Small percentage of my followers, doesn't really matter. And if I end up losing more, I don't care. Because ultimately, you can't run from who you are, and you have to be who you are and stand on your principles and the things that you believe in. And also in 2024, it stinks, but things are always made political, right? This is a statement I'm going to tell you in a second that I don't believe is political at all. And when I give you my reasoning behind it, and I show you both sides to this, I think you'll agree with me. I made the statement that I don't use people's pronouns. And why is this? Well, forget about the philosophical or potentially political questions behind this. Let's talk about the practical. When I'm talking to someone, Y-O-U, you, the word you, is completely genderless. It's just referring to you as a human being, okay? And then we have the name of said person, whatever your birth name is. Susie, Sally, Steve, Mark, Bob. So I have Bob and I have Y-O-U, you. Those are the only two things I can refer to somebody while I'm talking to them. I can say, Bob, how was your day? I can say, what do you think about the current state of affairs in Australia? That's it. That is the only terms that I can use concerning a person when I'm talking to a human being. I can use you or I can use their name. All of these other pronouns are used when you're talking about someone else in another conversation, which means if I am talking to Bob, but Susie wants to be called Zezuzi, now when I'm talking to Bob, I have to refer to Susie as that. So now I'm being told in my personal private conversations how I have to refer to other people. Does that make sense? So this is a directive about how I should be speaking to other people in my private conversations. That means you're not privy to my conversation. So when you're talking about your pronouns, I'm only using your pronouns when I'm speaking with someone else. Don't tell me what to say when I'm speaking with someone else. I don't care if your pronouns are z, 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 z. If I'm talking to a friend in a private conversation about you, you're not there anyway. So you can't control my speech. This is not how speech works. You don't control other people's speech. Now, you having your pronouns, that's fine. You're allowed to have your pronouns. You can do whatever you want. And in your microculture, you can talk about other people's pronouns in the way that you believe is correct. No one's telling you not to do that, but we have societal norms. In Japan, they bow. So I'm not going to go to Japan and make people shake my hand. I'm going to bow because that's the norm. We have norms in America. We have norms in our English-speaking society that you just can't break because you want to do something different. In your microculture, you can use that, but you can't have me adhere to your norms if they're brand new. Just like I don't expect to go to Japan and them shake my hand. This is the issue here. You know, some guy in a MAGA hat who, you know, goes to a frat, he says, you got to call me Chi Omega Mike at all times. I'm also going to tell him to fuck off because nobody tells me what to do when I'm not directly speaking to them, right? I don't have to call you Chi Omega Mike when I'm talking to my friend Bob and you're not there. You can't tell me what sort of speech to do, right? This is an extremely slippery slope because what happens is if everyone can be offended for no reason outside of the fact that they tell you they're offended, then we all just start making up rules. Then I tell you, actually, you're not allowed to speak to me. I know that that's what you normally do to your friends and that's your culture. But you know, in my culture here now, what we just started is you have to write everything down on a sticky note. It's got to be a sticky note specifically. And you have to write it down and then you can hand it to me and then I'll read it out loud. Then you can shake your head yes or no if that's what you meant. You're not allowed to speak to me because I find that offensive. This is, you can't just start making up rules. We have, as a society, we agree upon these things culturally. And you have to adhere to the majority of society, not the other way around. It has nothing to do with politics. I don't care what people do on their own time. I care when people tell me what I have to do and what I'm not allowed to do, especially when it does not meet the normal agreed upon cultural norms. I lost a lot of followers because of that, but guess what? I don't care, because ultimately it's going to come out who you are. So if you try to hide behind this and you only talk about the things that are, you know, relevant to your business, eventually everything is relevant to your business, right? All, you know, politics combines with this, or what they believe are politics, and you're going to lose these people anyway. So you might as well upfront be who you are, say the things you want to say, and be authentic, because it doesn't matter. In the end, it always comes out anyway. And it's sort of a lesson for me. I should have never hid behind the fact that that was my belief system in the first place. Again, nothing to do with politics. It has to do with my personal beliefs. Now, moving on to April, the April podcasts are amazing. First, I have on a microbiome expert, a PhD, and we actually already spoke. This is already recorded. I recorded it last week, but I'm waiting till April 1st to release it. Her name is Noelle Patno. She has a PhD. And we speak about all of the different terminologies used in the microbiome world. There's so many. Psychobiotics for your, you know, for your brain, and sort of the gut-brain access and how that works from a mechanistic standpoint, but also, you know, more of a high-level standpoint. We don't just get granular. We also talk high-level for those who are not that familiar with it. And, medications / supplements that are used in the industry now. And it was a great conversation I had with Noelle, so I'm really excited to release that, because there's so much going on. What's the difference between a prebiotic and a probiotic and a postbiotic? And, you know, how do you go to the store and buy the right ones? And should you use them preemptively, or only when you have a particular issue that you're trying to solve? So all of these questions she answers, and it was a fantastic interview. I'm going to have back on a few guests. So I'm going to have on Dr. Blair Steele is going to come back on the podcast. You know, she also is a PhD, and what we talk about is mostly what we're going to talk about, because the podcast hasn't been recorded yet. But what we're going to talk about is mostly parenting and mental health, and how those two things combine. Certainly, we'll talk about parenting exclusively, mental health problems in the culture exclusively, and then both of those things, the mental health and parenting. I'm going to have my sister Rebecca back on. We do that sort of health trending talk. Oprah recently is pushing weight loss drugs. That's something trending. There's a famous person who came out in the, I call him in the bodybuilding industry, who had a great quote that I want to talk about and see what my sister thinks about it. And I'll break down what I think about this quote, and just a bunch of other things that are trending in the health and fitness industry that I'll be talking about. I'm having on Corey Sterling again. He is a lawyer, and he heads up Conscious Counsel, which helps fitness and health professionals when they're starting their businesses, or God forbid you get in trouble and you need to turn to someone. And Corey is a wealth of knowledge as far as the legalese is concerned, what we need to know and what is important. On our first conversation, I thought it was really fruitful. So I'm going to start off that podcast by sort of going over what we learned from Corey in the first conversation. And then I have a whole host of new questions for him, like, hey, Corey, what do we have to be worried about moving forward in gyms with people recording? Are there legal ramifications that can happen because everyone now has their phones out? Well, you know, what if I don't want to be in the background of your picture, right? Could you get sued for this? That's just one of the many questions I'm going to be asking Corey. But a lot of our first conversation was around things like patents in the fitness industry, and what sort of documentation you need when you're first starting a business to make sure that you're not going to, you know, get in trouble and get sued down the road. And lastly, I'm going to be having Dr. Chris Swart on again, who is one of my favorite guests, one of my absolute favorite guests. He's been on, I believe, 2 times, but maybe even 3 times. And he was a professor. I'm not sure if he's still a professor. He has a CBD and supplement company, and he's just a wealth of knowledge in fitness and health. He worked with sports teams in sort of a program training capacity. And he's such a great science mind and has great scientific insights into all the various topics in health and fitness and nutrition. We did a great episode with like a rundown of like the 10 fitness misconceptions. We also did an episode of the endocannabinoid system, which was really great. But now we're going to be talking about addiction and recovery. Dr. Swart is now sober. He has struggled with addiction throughout his life, and he wants to talk about not only the science behind it and what we know, how we can maybe help our clients. If you're a personal trainer, someone in the fitness and health industry who is working with someone who has addiction problems, but he wants to tell his story about recovery and what he has learned along the way. So I can't wait to talk to him about that. So April is going to be a really exciting month. And what I want from my audience, hopefully, is for you to write in some questions to any of those people, not Noel Patno, unfortunately, because I've already recorded that. But if you have a question for my sister that is specific to nutrition, I'll ask her that on the podcast. If you have a question that's specific to addiction and recovery for Dr. Chris Swart, I'd love to ask him that on the podcast. If you have a legal question that has to do with the fitness or health industries, I will ask that to Corey Sterling. And if you have a question about parenting or mental health, I will ask that to Dr. Blair Steele. So we have a lot of really credentialed, great individuals coming on in the month of April. I want to pass those questions on. But also, I need a favor from you guys. Sharing this podcast, whether it's on your stories, whether it is, you know, through email, whether it's through friends, maybe it's just one person you know, like one person you go, you know what, I think my friend John would like this podcast, is so helpful for me and the business. And I would really appreciate if you did do that down the road. Reach out to me again at any time with questions, social@trulyfit.app, or just go to @SteveWashuta on Instagram and DM me. I'd love to speak with anyone about anything concerning health or fitness, and maybe even pushback. You're like, hey, Steve, I have a little pushback on what you have to say. I will respectfully reply. This has been an episode of the Truly Fit Podcast. Thanks for listening in, guys. Thanks for joining us on the Truly Fit Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review on your listening platform, and feel free to email us. We'd love to hear from you. Social@trulyfit.app. Thanks again.